Welcome to the Buzzer Beater, everybody. The Saturday, November 18th edition.
Is it November already?
It is. Hard to believe. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know.
We'll be there next week. We'll be full of turkey next Saturday.
Gobble.
Yes, indeed.
Gobble.
Kind of an exciting time in sports, as a matter of fact, because I'm looking forward to tonight as Mizzou football is on a roll. And they're number 9 in the college football playoff rankings right now. Have a game against Florida. I don't know how much moving up they can do, but should be a good game at Faurot Field tonight.
You know, should be. Florida's got a fairly high-powered offense. I'm not sure what they've got on the defensive side, but we'll find out. Mizzou, you know, been on a mission all season long. They just need to finish now. These last couple of games, Florida and Arkansas, you know, you could say they're trap games. People have been saying, oh, that's a trap game all season long because Mizzou just continues to win. It's not a trap game. It's just a game that you've got to bear down and play. They play a good game, they'll win.
Take care of your business, basically.
Yep.
Our own quarterback for the Mexico Bulldogs, Charlie Fisher, was in at the beginning of the football season and said, we asked him the question, what does Eli Drinkwitz need to do this season to keep his job? He said, they've got to get 9 wins. And, well, I think Mr. Fisher is pretty spot on, and Eli Drinkwitz, I don't think, is in any danger of losing his job.
No, not the way this season has played out. Obviously, I mean, even if they lost the last two, you know, he's fine. Obviously, there have been some changes already in college football, but you're not going to change out Eli Drinkwitz. Matter of fact, there's some rumors going around already that they're talking about maybe another extension. If he wins the next two, yeah, I think you're probably extending him. It would be one of the fourth or fifth best football seasons at the university, and yeah, you extend that if you get the opportunity, and maybe a New Year's Six bowl game. I mean, that's, and to think this, if it were next year, they'd be playing in the college football championship if they stay where they're at right now.
Right, and it's a very real possibility. We'll have to wait and see, but yeah, that is a very nice season here for Mizzou football, and hopefully they can finish it off with 10 wins or even more with that bowl game.
Yeah.
It's a wait-and-see situation, but definitely a good thing there.
Let's go get the Gators first.
Okay, yeah, yep. That's true.
That game tonight on KXEL.
Before you celebrate, you got to get the job done.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, the other thing that we wanted to talk
about. There's another thing? I thought we were done.
And one more thing, as Columbo would say. Yes. For all you old folks like me that are listening out there, one more thing. Yeah. Mizzou basketball the other night, man, oh, man, they had to climb a mountain. They were down by 20 points on the road against the Minnesota Golden Gophers, but they got it done. It went down to the very final seconds of that game, but Mizzou comes away with the road win.
You know, it's funny. Minnesota, not a very good team in the Big Ten, not considered one of the top 10, not top teams in the conference. But, you know, anytime you play on the road, it's tough. And Mizzou, I say it's funny because in the first half, I saw some, I didn't see the game, didn't hear the game, but I saw some comments on some of the boards, and they're like, Nick Honor sucks. We need to get rid of Nick Honor. What is going on with Nick Honor? And then lo and behold, he scores 10 and points, I think, almost in a row in the second half, and then has the game winner. I think you want to hold on to Nick Honor. I'm just guessing.
Well, I'm pretty impressed with Sean East so far this season. I think really kind of Sean East goes, so do
needs to
basketball.
It needs to be a little more consistent. He's disappeared for a little bit during some of the key games so far, but yeah, I mean, he's off to a good start.
Clutch, in my opinion. He hits that last three-pointer against Minnesota there with just a couple of seconds left. Yeah, defense had to go down and stop them, but yeah, he's the reason why, you know, they won that game at the end, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where Dennis Gates takes this team, because obviously he's playing a lot of people right now. I don't think we're going to see that many people. The other interesting thing, Trent Pierce, who people raved about all summer long. They talked about, you know, he might be a one-and-done type kid, and then we didn't see him in the first two games. Got a little – I say didn't see him. I think he had 2 minutes in the first game. Didn't play at all against second opponent, which we lost in that game, but played a little bit in this next game. Memphis, yeah, I knew it started with an M. I couldn't come up with it, but we'll see if he continues to play well. The freshmen, I think, are showing out pretty well. Anthony Robinson got a tray. We've seen a little bit out of Jordan Butler, a little more than I thought we would early on. Going to be interesting to see how they develop through the season.
I'm not worried. I'm not sure it's a 20-win team this season, but you know what? I think that they're gonna end strong. I think they get into the NCAA tournament this year. You know, what they do once they get there, I don't know, but yeah. That's kind of what I see for them.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. This season is schedule-wise is a lot tougher than last year's. They're going to have to gel a little quicker than what they did last year. Yeah, last year I thought they came together about the sixth or seventh game. This seemed, because of the schedule, you're going to have to find your footing a little quicker, and I'm not sure it's there quite yet. I think this is going to be a slow developing team, so we'll see. I mean, they're going to have to put it together once they get into the SEC, that's for sure.
They don't even have to play the first half of games. They can come back and win in the second half.
There you go.
I don't know.
Sounds like a plan.
Well, the first half of the basketball season for high school is getting ready to get underway today. As a matter of fact, it is the very first games for the Mexico Lady Bulldogs and the Mexico Boys basketball team. They're going to be in two different places.
You know, they are, and it's the new rules are interesting. We haven't talked a lot about those, and I don't know that we're going to get into it today, but I don't know if I like this no one and one anymore, and they're what, five fouls per quarter now?
Yeah,
I think
it resets.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to confuse the heck out of me for the first couple of games.
Yeah.
Talking about who's in the bonus.
Yeah, he's right. It is. But I'd say this, it might confuse me too. It's
I don't get it. You know, Misha says that they took the rule out of the one and ones because they wanted to prevent injury.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure, because in my opinion, aren't you going through high school games to prepare you for the next level on everything academics and sports wise? And college hasn't made that change. The NBA hasn't made that change, but yet here we are in high school basketball making that change.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of. The thing is, I haven't seen a lot of injuries at all.
The evidence isn't there
in high school basketball. I don't know. I don't know where this is coming from.
Well,
at all.
Let's talk about the
Let's talk Bluefish.
Yeah, Bluefish.
Yeah.
It's going to be a shootout, as a matter of fact, and the Mexico Lady Bulldogs are going to be taking on Owensville. First-year head coach Mackenzie Mudd is going to be stepping in and coaching her very first game. Super excited for Coach Mudd, and she had a chance to talk with us here right before they head to Rolla. We'll bring you that right now on the buzzer beater. You are actually going to be going to a shootout later on today. Tell us a little bit about the shootout and who you're going to be playing.
Yes, we are going to Rolla to the Bluefish shootout. We're playing Owensville for the varsity. The JV group's going to be playing Licking's JV team before the varsity plays. We've never played Owensville before, so this is a first for us. We did see them this summer. We played a little two-minute tournament matchup in Montgomery City. Pretty competitive with them in that game, so that's promising for us. They returned three of their starters from last year. They have some pretty good shooters. So we're going to work on a few different defenses in preparation for Saturday and try to kind of keep them on their toes.
Got the Jamboree kicked off on Monday. Tell us a little bit about your assessment of your team and how they played during the Jamboree.
We did not have returning starter Claire Hudson playing with us Monday. She's still on her bounce back from a tonsil surgery, but she will be with us Saturday. But without her, we did see a lot of good things that we can build upon on Monday. A few things we needed to work on. Some communication was lacking, but I do feel pretty confident in their defensive growth since the beginning of the season. We've made a lot of progress in practice, and then offensively trying some different things that they've not tried in the past few years. So hopefully we can get all that to kind of jive and work out for us.
Let's talk a little bit about your team. I know you don't probably know a whole lot because you haven't actually had the first true game yet, but what kind of team do you think you're going to be? More defensive-minded, more offensive-minded, a good mixture, kind of your analysis of that?
Right now we're on the defensive mindset. I think we've done a lot of conditioning. I think we've got potential to be pretty scrappy and aggressive on defense. So that's kind of been our focus in practice, trying to slow down other teams more so than focusing on how we're going to score points. We've been focusing on how are we going to prevent other teams from scoring points. We've got a lot of youth and a lot of quick little guards, not a ton of post players, so I'm going to try to take advantage of that mismatch and see if we can use that to cause some trouble for some other teams.
Some key players on this team. I don't know if you have starting lineup that that you're kind of going to go with this this season, or are you still playing around with that a little
bit? We're still playing a little bit. We did a lot of different five-man sets on Monday to kind of see who had the best chemistry. We do have five, six seniors, and Joe Thurman's our only returning starting senior. So she's a pretty good floor leader, and she's been showing a lot of that in practice, so I'm sure she'll be out there to start. Claire Hudson, returning starter, will be there. Those other three spots, we're kind of toying with who is going to best fit with kind of our mindset this season. We're not going to have a true three-guard, two-post setup most of the time, but hopefully we can get those puzzle pieces figured out in the next few days to see what our best fit's going to be for Saturday.
No doubt about it. After Saturday, is it the Montgomery County tournament? Or?
We play actually next week on Tuesday, the 21st, at home against Silex, just girls. Okay. And then we go to the Montgomery tournament.
All right. I want to wish you the best of luck on the season. Of course, we didn't mention, but it's your first year as head coach.
It is.
Does it feel a little bit different from being the assistant to being the head coach?
There's a lot of things that I didn't realize happened behind the scenes until this year. So a lot of things to learn, a lot of things to piece together. Aspects are the same, but there's definitely a lot of things that I am learning and trying to adapt to as we go along.
I want to wish you the best of luck on the season. Appreciate your time, and good luck today against Owensville.
Thank you.
All right, the head coach of the Mexico girls basketball team, Mackenzie Mudd, our guest this morning on the Buzzer Beater on AM 1340 KXEL.